It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Thanksgiving isn't complete without cranberry sauce. Cranberries are absolutely perfect with turkey. Something about the flavors, they're just made for each other. It may not be as fast as opening a can, but making homemade cranberry sauce from scratch is super simple and super fast. With three ingredients, whole cranberries, sugar, and water, the basic recipe couldn't be any easier. So here's how you make this traditional Thanksgiving condiment. Make a sugar syrup. Place 1 cup of water and 1 cup of granulated sugar in a medium pot. Bring to a boil and simmer until the sugar is dissolved. Add the cranberries and cook until they burst. Add 1 12-ounce bag of fresh or frozen cranberries to the pot and bring the mixture back to a boil. Then lower the heat and simmer until most of the cranberries have burst, just about 10 minutes. Stir in the mix-ins of using. Once the cranberries have burst, you can leave the cranberry sauce as is, or dress it up with other ingredients. Some folks like to add things like chopped pecans, orange zest, raisins, blueberries, cinnamon, nutmeg, or even allspice for extra layers of flavor and texture. If adding spices, start with a pinch of each and add more to your taste. Let cool. Let the cranberry sauce cool completely at room temperature. Then transfer to a bowl to chill in the refrigerator. Your cranberry sauce will continue to thicken as it cools. This is a great dish to make a day or two ahead. Just be sure to make enough that you have plenty left over for turkey sandwiches. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Thanksgiving!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.